these are the numbers right now. The president simply refuses to acknowledge. Look across the country. Joe Biden is winning in 25 states. Even if Arizona were to go the other way, most think that's unlikely. The president has narrowed the gap. Joe Biden would still have enough electoral college votes to be president-elect. The president complains about massive fraud in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden's lead has grown since we called the race on Friday. 53,898 votes. Overturning that, most unlikely to happen. Even Republicans say so. The president, for some reason, keeps saying there was massive fraud in Michigan. He's losing there by nearly 150,000 votes. Yes, he's suing.
Good day, everyone. With election law experience, who thinks you're going to overturn the lead. This is a letter. From the Congress of the United States, Washington, D.C., 20515, zip code, on November 9th, to Ms. Emily Murphy, Administrator, General Services Administration, 1800 F Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20405. Dear Ms. Murphy, as we write you, President-elect Joe Biden's overwhelmingly election victory grows by the day. Mr. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris won a decisive popular vote margin, as well as a majority of the Electoral College, to become our 46th president and vice president. It is now essential you hold your responsibilities under the Presidential Transition Act in quotes, parentheses, of 1963. Yet the Washington Post reports that your office is withholding certification of the President-elect Biden's victory, therefore blocking the expedient and peaceful commencement of the presidential transition. Rewrite to request an immediate briefing on the implementation of the presidential transition. A candidate becomes President-elect, in quotes, and vice president-elect, in quotes, when they are, in quotes, the successful candidates for the office of the president and vice president, respectively, and is ascertained by the administrator, end quotes, of the General Services Administration. The law explicitly states that the purpose of a presidential transition is to, quote, assure continuity and the faithful execution of the laws, end quote. Because any disruption, in quotes, could produce results detrimental to the safety and well-being of the United States and its people, end quote. Your actions delaying, quote, the orderly transfer of the executive power, end quotes, fly in the face of congressional intent and ignore the will of the American people while endangering public health and national security. The American people resoundingly voted to remove Donald Trump from office by failing to ascertain Biden's and Kamala Harris's clear victory. You are undermining the urgent need for a prompt and effective transition of power in the midst of a global pandemic that must be focused on the safety and well-being of our citizens. We ask that you immediately provide us a briefing on your plans to implement the Presidential Transition Act and provide the following information in writing by close of business Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. Bullet points. Please outline why you believe the clear 2020 presidential election outcome is not, quotes, apparent, end quote, and what actions you are taking to, quote, ascertain, end quote, who the president-elect and vice president-elect are. Have Donald Trump, adjutants of Mr. Trump, or other White House officials directed you to block commencements of the presidential transition? Please detail any interactions you have had with White House personnel on the presidential transition. Donald Trump will be vacating the White House by January 20th, 2021. You are directly responsible for executing the Presidential Transition Act as amended and ensuring smooth, effective, and peaceful transition of power during a very difficult time in our nation. We demand that you provide answers to our questions, immediately release congressionally appropriated funds for the incoming Biden administration, and cease obstructing the transition to our 46th presidential administration. Sincerely, Bill Pascrell, Jr., Member of Congress, Jerry Connolly, Member of Congress, Dina Titus, Member of Congress. End of Congress letter. This read on November 12th, 2020. Team. Among that team that they have is this new coronavirus test.